You stepped out onto the platform car. It's nighttime, and there's a full moon, and it's snowing lightly as your train passes through the Swiss Alps, lit like a surrealistic painting in the moonlight. It's very lovely, but it's very cold, and you know you should go back inside the train. But something compels you to stay out here on the platform in the wintry alpine night. Then you see her. The most beautiful woman you have ever seen. Long, flowing, golden hair. Spectacular. Sensual body. Full pink lips. Big dark eyes. A snow princess. You can't imagine what she is doing out here in the cold, so still, as if frozen, like an exquisite sculpture. Then you see why she is so still. Her lovely, delicate wrists and ankles are tied to the steel poles of the platform with black silk scarves. Her waist is tied. Her white lace dress is torn and wet with snow. Her rose-colored nipples exposed to the alpine air. Her breasts are ravishing, voluptuous, perfectly shaped like soft, pink, succulent fruits. But they're shivering with cold. She is weeping.
Her beautiful mouth is gagged with yet another black silk scarf. Overcome with a desire to help this lovely victim of what you can't imagine, you rush to remove her gag, and she moans.
With anguish.
Appreciation. And a passion that stirs you deep within yourself.
Kiss me,
she murmurs. You're astonished by her request, but willing to do anything for this adorable, helpless creature. Her pink lips are chilled by the frosty night, but her tongue is warm, very warm, sweet and warm. As you kiss, you feel the warmth permeating your body and hers. It is a delicious, radiant, glowing warmth that penetrates your entire being. You see the warmth coloring the woman's cheeks with a rosy, vibrant hue. You see her dark eyes brighten with hope. Her breasts heave and flush. They are so beautiful. You can think of nothing but your growing desire for her, your longing to help her and protect her, to take her, to hold her, to have her,
to have
for your very own. Her golden curls whip around her face in the snowy wind, and you feel their cool wetness against your skin. You brush a tear from her eye, and you kiss her passionately, feverishly, aching with longing and lust. Oh, God, she moans again with pleasure and gratitude.
I'm so glad you found me,
she whispers.
I was hoping someone like you would come. Help me. God. Please. Hold me.
You embrace her meltingly soft, sweet, supple body with all your heart and all your desire. You adore this graceful, helpless, delicious, oh so feminine creature. You feel her precious, silky, wet skin. You feel her fragile arms. Her soft, slim waist bound by the black scarves to the steel pole. Your head is swimming, tingling with passion and a strange, incredibly intoxicating feeling of strength, control, and transcendent, powerful mastery.
Her mystery
is your mastery. You have never felt anyone so wondrously magnetic, so helplessly, erotically exciting. She is your bound beloved. Kiss and caress every inch of her. All tied up like this, she is yours. She is completely yours. She cannot get away. You could easily ravish her right here, tear down her dress and penetrate her while she remains tied to the steel poles. But then a feeling comes over you. A feeling that you are desperate to help her and to feel the ecstasy of her soft arms around you. So you untie the black silk scarves that bind her. You release her, and she gasps,
Oh God, with joy and relief.
And she embraces you more fully than you have ever been embraced. And she kisses you more deeply than you have ever been kissed. As the train glides and winds around the mountains, and the snow falls gently all over you, touching your skin and yours like gentle kisses from heaven. She tells you her name.
Marilyn.
And you hold her.
You love her.
You rock her in your arms like a little baby girl. She stretches her beautiful, newly liberated arms and legs. And then she gets down on her knees before you. You unbuckle your belt and release your hard, hot erection. It virtually bursts right out of your pants. No sooner is it exposed to the cold wind than you feel Marilyn's warm, pink lips engulfing it. You feel her soft, wet tongue twirling around the hair, then sucking it, more sensually than you've ever been sucked. And she stops for a moment, and she gazes up at you, her beautiful dark eyes luminous with hope, so full of longing to please you. Now you want so much to protect this darling, precious princess. With your power, which suddenly seems tremendous, and you need to know who did this to you, grabbing her golden hair in your fist and pulling it back to see the snowflakes melt upon her neck and her breasts, her soft, sculpted alabaster shoulders. A very dangerous woman. She gasps. Natasha.
Oh, she is here.
She's here on the train.
She's here on the train.
Watch out for her.
Watch out.
You release her golden hair and run your hand down her lovely cheek. Her neck, so graceful like a swan's. As you bend to kiss her again, to feel her delectable tongue embracing yours, you feel the heated presence of a stranger behind you.
That's right.
A deep, dark voice cuts through the cold night.
Watch out for me.
Watch out for me.
You whirl around and then you see her. Natasha. Blazing, statuesque, powerful, dynamic, hot, haughty, arrogantly beautiful. Her white skin clad in rich red lace and tight black leather shiny with melted snow. Never have you seen a woman so menacing and so magnificent. Her black high-heeled boots go all the way up over her knee. Her glistening black leather skirt barely covers her tempting crotch. Red lace garters holding up sheer black stockings over her endless, fabulous legs. Her black silk ropes and silver chains hang around her voluptuous, naked breasts. Her hair is long,
her hair
black
long.
And wild. Her eyes are blue as Swiss lakes. They glitter. They glitter light in the moonlight.
And she laughs.
And she laughs.
I see you found the bait.
I see you found the bait.
That's good.
That's good.
That's very good. But you never should have untied her, you know. You never should have let her go.
You should have let her go.
Bad.
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 Boy.
Boy.
You spin around again, determined to protect your precious snow princess. But she's gone, vanished, in the thin, chill alpine air. And you are alone with this wild, amazing Amazon, Natasha.
Amazon, Natasha.
On the platform car.
You see, she snaps at you. Now she's gone. Now it's all your fault. You untied her, and you shouldn't have. She's the dangerous woman, not me. You're a very brave man. But you're a very
bad
boy. She whips out one of her black silk scarves, and it leaps like a dancer through the air. I'm going to have to keep you out of trouble, she says, and takes your wrist in her strong, elegant hand, covered in a skin-tight black leather glove that goes all the way up
to her armpit.
Quick as a fox, she ties one of your wrists to the other, then pulls your arms up over your head and lashes you tightly to the same pole where you found your lovely snow princess. Natasha rips open your coat and your shirt
and your
pants,
and your
exposing
pants.
You totally to the wind and the snow. But you're too frightened, too startled, and too strangely aroused
to feel the cold. You look straight into her ice blue eyes. Wondering just what this monstrously beautiful and powerful
female
is gonna do to you.
You're a good-looking man, she tells you,
her black leather hand tracing a line from your cheek down your neck,
down your neck.
Down your bare,
down your bare
chest,
your stomach,
down your throbbing
erection,
erection.
Still just as hard as one of those steel poles. Too bad you've been such a bad boy.
Suddenly she yanks another black silk scarf from her belt, whips it out and wraps it around your chest, and another around your thigh.
And she ties you even tighter to the cold steel. You never knew silk was so strong. She takes another scarf and smiles. Wickedly. And ties it
around the steel pole.
Right between your shivering
legs.
Gently at first.
Teasingly.
And then she tightens it. Now it is you that is bound. Totally. Bound. Now you are the prisoner. The helpless.
Hapless
victim. You tell yourself not to panic. This Natasha is, after all, a gorgeous woman. You pray that your lovely blonde snow princess is somewhere safe from harm.
Pay attention!
Snaps Natasha, as if she knew you were thinking of Marilyn. For just that moment, she smacks your face with a leather glove,
and you pay attention.
You give up all your attention to Natasha. She is so magnificent, so full of lust and power. Your cheek smarts and tingles. Natasha's blood-red lips are inches away from yours, and you ironically, perversely yearn to kiss your wild, splendid tormentor, your torturer. She tortures you and torments you, making your skin tingle and your blood boil.
You deserve to be punished.
She hisses. You know you deserve to be punished.
Quick and sleek as a jaguar, she whips the belt from her waist and smacks
your thighs.
And straps your ass.
Your heart pounding in your chest.
She doubles the belt and spanks your ass again and again.
Yeah.
And she spanks your heart.
You are mine.
She growls.
You have fallen into my trap. So take my advice. Relax.
She grabs your chin in her hand with such force that you practically faint,
and she kisses you.
With those shiny red lips, kissing you
as though she is swallowing you.
Draining
your soul.
She whispers, you are all mine.
She is all black and white.
An ancient, omnipotent warrior goddess, Natasha.
Amazon queen of the platform car. She tears open her black leather skirt, revealing her red lace crotchless panties, her pubic hair glistening in the moonlight.
She straddles your helpless face. Suck it, slave!
Suck it, slave!
She commands. And you do. You open your lips to it. You lick it, you suck 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 it, you
worship.
Natasha's glorious, slippery, rich wetness. With your helpless, hapless, tongue.
She presses your face between her strong, beautiful thighs.
This'll make it.
She runs her fingers through her hair, and then runs her fingernails.
Your hair.
Caressing, caressing. Blessing. She turns around
she
and
turns
makes
around
you
and makes you lick
her perfect round smooth ass.
Lick it, slave.
Yes. Ass of the goddess.
Natasha.
She turns around
she turns
again
around
for
again
to
for you
her
to
magnificent clit. Even plumper and juicier. And more delicious.
And more delicious.
Give it up.
Give it up.
She commands. And you do.
Come.
You surrender.
You surrender.
Give it up.
Relax.
You relax.
Give it up.
You abandon,
abandon
every ounce of your
pride. You lose yourself.
Utterly. To the dynamic, delicious,
delicious
power of the goddess, Natasha.
Natasha.
You close your eyes. And you float,
and you float
like the swan,
in the alpine mist,
under her power, drowning in her flowing.
Delicious
juices,
the
juices
of the goddess.
Your mouth dissolves into the mouth
between
her legs.
Your flesh
sinks into her
leather-clad
hands. You are here.
Lost
in the strong female grasp. Of Natasha.
When you feel the touch of a much, softer,
smaller
hand,
you feel
the kiss, of much, lighter.
The little blonde snow princess who had been bound herself and banished. And now, here she is, Marilyn.
Sucking you.
Natasha.
Natasha.
The Amazon queen. Natasha. Coming into you
as you
come into Marilyn. Both of them,
caressing,
both of them holding you in their all-encompassing
womanly
power, dynamic and magnetic.
Woman,
as you feel them so deeply.
Oh, God. the train moves through this wintry wonderland. And you know, you will never be the same as you were before you stepped out onto the platform car.